This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Reema Tendulkar. It's the final day of the week. The August series has come to an end. We're welcoming the September series, but you know, the texture of the market is a bit weak. Now, if you remember what happened in yesterday's trade, the Nifty opened flat. It soon gave up all its initial gains and finally closed at the 19,254 mark with a cut of 93 to 94 points. Now, this 19,250 mark where the Nifty closed is also very crucial because the Nifty has taken support there at multiple times. In fact, the intraday low yesterday was 19,223. This coincides with the August series low of 19,229, so thereabout, which means the Nifty's practically formed a double bottom there. Yesterday, the Nifty rebounded about 30 points from that level to close at 19,250. But the question is, does that level still hold? Does the Nifty break below the 19,200 mark? That's going to be tracked very closely. The small cap action continues to be quite, exciting. It's buoyant, mid cap, small cap screen. Yesterday, the small cap index was actually up close to about 1%, and it shot up in the last 1 hour of trade like a rocket. In terms of Qs, markets will react to the Q1 GDP print, 7.8%, slightly lower than the CNBC TV18 poll of 7.9%, lower than RBI's print of expectation of 8%. August auto sales numbers are today. The third thing is the monsoon front, right? So yesterday, IMD held a press conference. They spoke about the monsoon update. The August rainfall deficiency stands at 36%. Though they did say September is going to be normal, but despite September being normal, the June to September seasonal rainfall average is expected to be below normal. So we've got to contend with some, deficiency on the monsoon front, which could hurt food inflation at a time when crude prices are inching up. Crude prices have inched up to $87 per barrel. 3 week high, week on week, it's up 5%. So markets are going to be worried about that. Global markets were on the quieter side yesterday. So, practically on the, flattish side for the key indices. We had a little bit of a cut coming through on the Dow and the S&P 500. The Nasdaq managed to close up with a little bit of a gain, just up about 0.1-0.2%, but nothing much. You would see a mixed close, a flattish close coming in from the global markets. In terms of stocks today, Five Star Finance, PEs are looking to sell an 8.8% stake. The total size of the block is 1860 crore, floor price at about 725. Gujarat Gas has hiked prices for industrial gas, the second price hike in a month. India Pesticides has acquired some land in UK for Navneet. Education, there is a bit of corporate actions, corporate restructuring that they're planning. So watch out for Navneet Education. And then, of course, August sales numbers as they keep trickling in through the course of the trading session. Enjoy the trading session. Enjoy your weekend. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.